Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I think I can finish it within 4 minutes. Thank you for giving me the floor, and let me begin by congratulating you on assuming the chairpersonship of this meeting, and my delegation assures you of our full support and cooperation. Would also like to acknowledge and thank the Secretariat for the meeting arrangements and documentation. Madam Chair, deliberations on strengthening the implementation of Article 7, the practical challenges encountered and possible solutions identified, have contributed to a better collective understanding of the issues involved. Based on these discussions, particularly the past two MX4 meetings in 2018 and 19, we feel that several areas of commonalities have also been refined, which can be built further or can be brought in the form of concrete deliverables. Pakistan had the honor of chairing the last meeting of MX4 held in 2019. This meeting identified a number of areas for possible work, and there is significant potential for putting in place practical mechanisms to further strengthen implementation of Article 7. Madam Chair, in our view, there is an obligation under the BWC to provide timely and effective assistance in case a state party has been exposed to danger as a result of violation of the convention, leading to the outbreak of diseases and toxins that may harm humans, animals, plants, or the environment. We believe that the provision of such assistance should not be conditional to the action or finding by the UN Security Council with respect to the investigation of alleged use. Assistance should be provided promptly on the basis of the request of the affected state party. As we know, currently there is a lack of institutional and operational structure within the BWC to give effect to Article 7. This speaks to the need for a specific mechanism within the convention which would or could then pave the way for concrete and practical measures. Among these measures include proposals on mobile biomedical units, establishment of a database for assistance, and work on establishing a set of guidelines and formats to assist a state party submitting an application for assistance under Article 7. These ideas and suggestions can be further explored. There is also a need to further look into synergies between Article 7 and Article 10. Madam Chair, it is widely recognized that strengthening surveillance, detection, and response capacities of national health systems can help tackle both infectious disease outbreaks of a natural origin and also enhance preparedness to mitigate the consequences of deliberate bio-events. At the national level, we are making constant efforts to build capacity of our first responders under the National Disaster Management Authority. Pakistan's Defense Science and Technology Organization has established a ChemBio defense cell. We continue to make efforts to enhance the capacity of this cell to handle biological-related incidents, and these efforts include procurement of requisite equipment. There is a special focus on training as well. We acknowledge the contribution of state parties and thank them for the assistance in improving our capacity building framework. We also look forward to increased international cooperation in the field of biocapacity capacity building commensurate with the needs of state parties. In the spirit of South-South cooperation, we on our part are also prepared to share our own experiences. We are also willing to assist within our limitations to build capacities of other interested state parties. Lastly, Madam Chair, we hope the work carried out in this MX will be duly taken note of and would serve as a useful guide for the state parties' consideration at the 9th Review Conference. I thank you.